What's up?
What's with it?
It's hot off the wire with
Brittany. Bitch.
Okay, the big beef this weekend was between comedians Mike Epps and Kevin Hart. Mike did a radio interview. He called Kevin overrated, saying, "Sometimes marketing can be bigger than talent. This business is not about just being funny." So, yeah, it wasn't good. Also ugly, a violent video was posted, not of former Scandal actor Columbus Short, but of his wife. He called a woman to their house to pick him up after he was bailed out of jail for domestic violence, and he videotaped it. She beat him down. She beat the woman down. She punched her, spit her. I saw the video on TMZ.
Columbus Short's wife?
His wife beat down this woman that he called over to their house.
Wow.
To pick him up.
Okay.
Probably a side chick. Nice. Better news for Scandal's Kerry Washington. Her and her retired NFL player husband, Nnamdi Asamoah, welcomed the baby girl in secret about 2 weeks ago. Baby's name is Isabel Amarachi.
Few secrets over there.
Hey, yeah, something ain't right.
In Ratchet Reality News, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Portia Williams finally released the full video to her single Flatline. And ironically, it depicts an abusive relationship with a man coincidentally named Cordell.
Oh,
yeah, part three of the reunion was last night. Ratchet Reality Review will be coming up on that. Okay. Also, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, that premieres tonight. They're saying they want to get more security to avoid fights because apparently Little Scrappy almost scrapped a female co-star.
Oh, no.
Mm. Not good at all. In iCandy News, ballerinas Ashley Murphy, Ebony Williams, and Misty Copeland are on the cover of Point Magazine. In new music, Nicki Minaj and Soldier Boy released a song called Yes. And then, you know, a word I can't say. Yeah.
Yes.
And she joked about LA Clipper owner Donald Sterling in the song. Plus, Lil Wayne and Drake released the Carter 5 track called Believe Me. And later on today, my boyfriend Usher is going to release a song called
Right Now.
At the box office this weekend, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 got $92 million. Ooh. The Other Woman was number 2, and Heaven is for Real was 3.
All right, Britt, thank you so much.